So my title today is it's pretty much like Proverbs 24:16, a righteous man falls seven times and rise again, but calamity overtakes of a fool. I fall a lot. I slip, I fall backwards, then off a cliff, and God picks me right back up again. So I have experienced, I've been an angry man all my life, even in prison. They used to call me an angry man because I was with that business. I just didn't want nobody to try to harm me. And I read in the Bible how King David, Moses, and a lot of our forefathers, they was angry men, and some of them didn't sin not. But the devil has tricked me to being, it's okay to be angry. They hurt you, eye for an eye. That's what Jesus means. God says, come boldly to his throne of grace. God don't even like cowards. So I said, that'll be the last thing in my life I'll be as a coward. And it was the wrong things, because we're going to see real quick up in here is how God says it's okay to be angry, but sin not. And we're going to start off in Genesis 4:3, where the first family of the Bible, and it starts off with anger. And right away, God's warned us in the first book of the Bible of the evil that opposes us as we live for Jesus. And it's that anger. So we're going to start off with three. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Now we know the devil deceived Eve, so now he's working on the children for this generation curse, and it was cursed with Cain. And the Lord came down and said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, you will not be, if you do well, will you not be accepted? That's a question. And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desires is for you, but you should rule over it. So we have a choice to rule over our anger. And as we see, the gracious words of the Lord warned Cain he could do well, and if not, sin stalks you like a lion does his prey and devour you. Cain had an unforgiving spirit. And an unforgiving spirit is these several forces contrary. It's actually it's nine forces that contradict the nine fruits of the spirit. And we know that the nine fruits of the spirit is joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, these nine counterfeits of the devil are anger, rage. That's number one. Anger and rage tells you, you're going to know how I feel, and I'll expose my rage in every time I see you. Unforgiveness, I remember what you did. Recording all wrongs against me, resentment, hostility. I not only remember, I resent you for it daily. Retaliation, I'm going to get even with you. You shall pay in every way, fashion, or form, and thought. Hatred, you and I cannot be in the same place at the same time. I hate you. Violence, you are going to feel my bitterness until I have revenge. Last one, murder. You must be eliminated now. Now, these nine companions of anger produces murder. The more we store down and suppress anger inside of us, especially me, I'm going to keep dwelling on it, replaying what you did in my mind. By then, pressure going to bust a pipe. It's too late, And even, when Daryl used to call me, and I was like, I look at my phone. Oh, man, I resent this truth you're about to tell me. And Daryl will tell me, hey, you know you're selfish. I'll even leave the door. You're right, but I'm gone, you know. I'm still going to be mad, you know. You know what she did to me? Not you, babe. Not this time. My mom. But I'm talking about you, though. So, but the thing is, Daryl told me, Ezekiel 18, it's not what she did to you. Are you going to forgive her? Learn to forget it. But when you can't forget it, remember, God has delivered you in that situation to become more fruitful. And I was like, oh, Lord, but she said, but I delivered you from it. But what all the stuff you did to me and Jesus, I can replay everything you did 3 or 4 days ago that I just can't stand. This abomination. But I forgave you. And these are my sons and daughters. And you need to forgive them or your prayer will become sin in my ears. So how can I forgive you if you won't forgive nobody else? What's the prayer we pray? Our Father which art in heaven, forgive us our trespass. Jesus said that. So if Jesus is telling us that, who is the greatest representation of us who saved our lives, why can't we do it to somebody else? And so we know how many know that beatings of forgiveness is required not to be angry. And often it's not the people that need forgiven, but it's with the thoughts that goes through our heart and soul of what we went or what we want to do to that person who offended us. We should forgive them the moment it occurs. And that's very hard to do when they're right in your face and you can't really think. You know, you have to turn your back a little bit, you know, or leave the house. Once you remove yourself from the fire, you won't get burned. You know, and that, it helps for me. I could think better. Are you laughing, huh? So, anger is a natural human emotion and not a bad one in its and of itself. God even gets angry and not sin. But it suppresses, but if suppressed and buried, anger can do some destructive things. And we must not hold on to anger. We must not hold on to anger. It grows and reproduces more and more evil, and our body and souls can't withstand. We wasn't designed to be an angry person. And we must have a forgiving spirit. We must forgive people the moment they offend us, like I said. An unforgiving spirit is a chain around our neck. It destroys our fellowship with God, but not our relationship with him. It's our choice to forgive the person as well as your choice to forgive yourself, even if you have a low self-esteem, because you listen to the lies the devil has fed you. We don't forgive a lot of people because we don't forgive ourselves, things we did. We hold a lot of guilt inside, and that's what the devil do. Like you plaster and paint a wall, he paint that guilt all over you. He replaced those events in your head over and over. Remember you did this to her, to him, to your mama, to yourself. God is mad at you. And who is the devil to tell us what God is? He speaks no truth. Unless he's talking about himself, that he's going to go to hell forever. Now, Ephesians, I'm going to read this to you real quick. And this edification, I'm telling you guys, it's because I battle this. I work on this. And I hope it helps you like it helps me. And in Matthew's, Ephesians 4, 20, 26 says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down in your wrath. Let all bitterness, wrath, this 31, let all bitterness, wrath, clamor, and evil speakings be put away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God Christ hath forgave you. However, anger should not be allowed to fester or continue for long. Christians may respond and control anger to unjust sin, but they should never be consumed by anger. Instead, they should seek the opportunities to express Christ's love to everyone. And one of the funniest things, I was studying this like all week and stuff, and well, I study anger all the time because I need it. And but one of the greatest things I got a revelation this morning is Jesus said, the last thing he said to us, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Forgiveness. we have to forgive everything we see. Now I try to walk around and people that don't measure up to my expectations, or them or I do them, I forgive them. I love them. That's walking in the spirit. It has no room to find fault with nobody else nor yourself when you're walking around just loving and forgiving everybody. And please forgive me if this wasn't long enough, but I love you and have a great day.